Hey, it's me again, Berenice Ndidi, as your humble host, humble and yet very pretty host for my show, Peers and Peeps. If this is your first time tuning in, I want to say thank you and a very big welcome. Please, I do this for first time listeners like you. Love you so much and so much appreciate. Anyways, thanks again for tuning in to Regal Radio on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. This is the first Wednesday in the month of May 2022. And it's actually the very last day of summer, so yeah, I think the break is over. Please, those that are going to work after today, go to work on time. As for me, I'm a student and that's who's on strike, so yeah, technically I'm basically jobless. If you have jobs for me, please let me know in my DM, because as I am like this, I need money. Anyways, thanks again for tuning in today to Peers and Peas. And just like always, I'm always going to be giving you something different, new and brand new, definitely. So today with me, I have someone special with me. But before I go into that, I want to let us know that today's topic, as always, is something very spicy and very edge-cutting. Even my guest doesn't know what the message is or what the conversation is about today. Suspense filled. I'm telling you and letting you all know that ASAP. So actually, okay, forgive me, I'm actually putting too much hype in the topic, because like basically it's actually no big deal, but it has like a little spice and a little twist in it. The topic for today is just going to be friendship. Is it necessary? Is it important? And why exactly do we even need friends? My dear, I don't have friends, but I have friends. People know that's about the woman like this. If I broke down my business, I don't have anybody that can say urgent 2K. All these friends, I don't have friends, so I've denied all of them like this. So, speaking of that, the person I have with me here is a friend of mine. Her name is Edna. Edna, can you please say hi?
Hi, everybody. I'm Edna.
Speak properly, my dear. You're not speaking to a man. Calm down. So, Edna is one of the fake friends I have, Shao.
Wow.
Yes, because if I broke now my business, they know I was not being serious. Do you understand? Now I'm broke and she's telling me, you said if you are broke now your business. I was not being serious and then you took it to heart. I don't understand. Explain yourself. Why do you let your friend me to be broke? Why do you let me break?
I'm broke.
Because
so let's be broke together. We're friends. We're in this together.
Like I said, I don't have friends. Because if I had friends, I would not be broke. You understand? This one, she's just someone. I met her on the street.
Wow.
And I asked her her name. She gave me. So, yeah, her name is Edna. So, I don't know how, which she just happens to be here.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
By
chance, by divine planning and intervention. Anyways, guys, that was Edna. And today, Edna is going to be the guest on my show, Peers and Peas. So, basically, what we're going to be doing is asking her some questions. And she's going to be giving us her honest opinions on them. Yes, please expect arguments, because this girl is very, very stubborn. Just under the 5 minutes I have used to know her like this, just giving me plenty heart problems. I'm telling you.
Heart.
Please, no. Listen, for real, she gave me too many heart conditions. Guys, she's laughing. Why are you laughing? You gave me so many heart conditions. I'm telling you, like, so many heart. Please.
All right.
Anyways, you get me. So expect us to argue, because yes, as I am like this, I came with full force to argue.
I'm not coming full force, I beg.
Okay, you're not coming full force. Okay, I'm fighting myself.
Yes.
I'm going to fight myself. Alright, we'll see. So Edna, I know you've had other friends, because I know we are not friends and everything. So you've had other friends, you understand? Even though I know I am not part of it.
Alright.
So tell me, what are the two words you use to describe friendship? When you hear friendship, the first two things that pop to your mind, please feel free to think about it, okay? This is, you need to meditate on the question and give me a very detailed answer. What are the two words that pop to your mind the moment you hear friendship? What just comes to your mind? What just makes friendship make sense to you?
Well, I can't put mine in two words, but I feel friendship is all about suffering together and being happy together.
So she said she can't put hers in two words, and how she can think about friendship is suffering together and being happy together. please, oh, I don't like suffering together. Because now that I don't have 2K, you say we should suffer together to make us friends. Okay, so as both of us don't have our friends.
Yes. Life.
We have become one enemy.
See? See, that's the connection.
Okay, so to her, she said friendship to her is suffering together and being happy together. And that's very nice. Have you ever actually, aside being broke, because basically, I think everyone in Nigeria is broke because we all keep shouting, I don't have money, I don't have money. Who now has that money that we are looking for?
Quarry. He's the one with the money because we are looking for the money since he entered.
Since he entered, we are looking for the money. Okay. So, have you actually ever suffered with someone you thought was your friend? Or what kind of suffering exactly do you mean? Do you mean just what kind of suffering, or is there any kind of suffering you mean?
Well, my kind of suffering, yes, broke, and a situation where you have problems in your family. Okay, mostly being there for each other. Like, maybe you have issues in your family. You tell the certain person and she's there for you. In fact, she even helps you out. Like one certain best friend I had. Certain best friend, because we are no longer best friends.
Wait, before I get into this relationship problem, because she's about to drag me into relationship drama. First thing, you said if you have a problem and the person is there for you. You didn't say the person, you said she. So you can't have a male best friend or a male friend that should be there for you when you have problems.
Oh, you can have a male best friend, but then male best friends, I don't think they're just best friends.
Ah. Okay, I used to have a male best friend while growing up, bro, mm-hmm. And we never did anything.
Are you sure?
What? Yes.
Why?
No, hell no.
See, male best friends don't last.
The one you had that was a girl, guy, it didn't last either. So. No, chill. Listen to me. That's not that. I didn't. Now you talk.
No, it's not my fault. It's Sapa.
It's me. Right. Okay, chill. Okay, so according to what you said, they should be there for each other. Basically, that's also what friendship is about. And should be willing to help you. What kind of help exactly do you need? Because a common mentor that we have says you can help people. Most people need your quality time and your affection. Do you get me? So is that the kind of help you're talking about?
Yes.
Or just financial help?
No, mine is quality time.
I need financial help.
Mine is quality time.
I need financial help. If you don't need financial help, please be my friend. Send me money.
No, if I'm your friend. You said we're not friends.
Okay, we're not friends. That's what I'm saying. Like, basically, anybody out there, if you're my friend, just send me money. I can give you my account number if you want. I don't have shame. I'm begging. I don't have shame. I'm begging.
Oh,
I'm telling you. So tell me about that, your best friend, and why it didn't work out.
Okay, actually, we became best friends when I transferred school. We moved and I went to this school, Solid Steps. We didn't actually even meet on the first day I went there. We met like the next week. She resumed the next week, and we weren't really like on good terms with each other. Like that, wearing the high kind of
thing. So you guys had the meet cute kind where you guys were not where you guys didn't like each other, and then all of a sudden poof, there's love somewhere.
I don't think we did not like each other. We just knew ourselves as classmates. More like classmates.
Yeah.
We didn't hate each other. That's
like, just a neutral thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then some of our classmates left the school and we were still together. So I started from SS3 in that school, and when I got to SS2, she said it one certain time, my best friend. And like, that was how the best friend thing came in. Yeah, we shared secrets with ourselves, but we never really like
gave. What kind of secrets did you guys share?
That's why it's called a secret.
I know, but then she's gone, so.
I know, right?
What kind of secrets did you guys share?
Well, some secrets.
What kind of secrets did you guys share? Can you say something? What kind of secrets did you guys share?
About guys, yes.
Oh, boy, so you have some boys, you know.
Not like I actually had anything to do with guys. Then I actually dated when I came out of school.
Okay, so it's the best friend now that has the problem, not you.
She was the one with the problem.
With the problem, not you. Of course, it's never you. Of course.
Never. Yes. Why would it be
And
me?
I bet if I ask her to, she'll say, yeah, Edna was the one with the problem.
No, she can't. She can't even dare say it in front of me because she was.
She's not here right now. So, yeah, you also can't say it in front of her because, yeah.
I can't say it in front of her.
So, excuse me. If when you say we shared secrets, meaning obviously you had yours, she had hers. If she was the only one with the boy issue, what secret did you have to share?
Yes, mine was like more of family secrets. Like,
what is family secrets?
It's called a family secret.
I told you people to expect bloodshed in this conversation. This girl, only 45 minutes of me knowing her, and poof, there's war everywhere.
Just like some things that have been happening lately in my family, not lately.
Like then,
where my mom used to have this certain.
Yeah, I understand, but not to put you on the spotlight. What was your friend's name? What was your friend's name?
My friend's name.
You froze. Why? I only asked for her name.
Because I don't want to
You hurt? Oh my god. Guys, I'm sensing some real best friend drama shit here. Yes, I know, me too. I like to hear the gist. Do you understand? But because I'm a human being and I'm a child of God. And like I always say, I'm very humble. So I don't want to put. Why are you laughing? You had better be joking.
Yes.
Okay, so. Because I'm a very good friend, I'm a good friend person, I'm not going to put her in the spotlight. So if you're not going to tell us your friend's name, so tell me exactly how you guys separated and how long exactly. Since, you know, you said she brought out the best friend tag when you guys were in SS2. So for how long did the best friend tag stay?
We continued until we finished secondary school.
So that's like just a year?
No. Oh, since like we knew each other, let's say our best friend, yes, started just a year. Probably I was the one considering it that way because I felt maybe now I think she was joking then when she said my best friend, yes.
If only you could see the hurt on her face. She's like, yes, like,
because like she traveled abroad and I did not know, like, she didn't tell me anything. I got to know through someone she introduced me to.
Okay.
It was like, don't you know a friend has traveled? And I was like, oh wow, I didn't get to know anything.
You know, this story is kind of sad. You get me? She traveled abroad and she didn't tell you. But it's possible. I'm very sure my own best friend will travel abroad and not tell me. She will travel and come back, but she will tell me that, oh baby, I actually traveled abroad last week. No, I'm being honestly serious. She will actually travel and be like, yeah, baby, I traveled last week. Didn't I tell you? Well, I forgot to tell you. Hey, you know, I forgot to tell you now. You know, normally I will tell you now. I will tell you.
Good.
I'm just telling you that that's my own best friend with us too. She will travel abroad and then be like, well, I didn't tell you. Oh, I forgot to tell you. You know, if I had remembered that, I would have told you now. You know now.
If you had remembered.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, I already, it's sad, but what can we do? They're our friends. Like you said, being friends to someone, or rather the same friendship just makes you look at, makes you think about suffering together and being happy together. We've had moments where we've Well, yeah, well, we've cried together mostly because of her, my own best friend's heartbreak. I know they get heartbreak. I know they do. But mostly because of her own heartbreak. Do you get me? We, you know, I've made fun of her. We've moved on. Made fun of her again, then cried and part her, then made fun of her again. Then we've suffered together now. Even now, we're still suffering. Maybe after my father becomes the president, then things will be soft everywhere. We could just soft. Do you get me? Yeah. So, would you like to share more about your friend?
Well, like I said, she traveled abroad. Did not tell me. After some time, we started to talk back. She later told me, "Sorry, I didn't tell you anything." Blah 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 blah. And we talked. She told me about one certain guy she met over there.
Why do girls always have this one guy?
Do you know she had a boyfriend before traveling?
Oh, she did. Yes. Did you know she had your best friend had a boyfriend before traveling?
Of course, I knew. She told me that one. They've dated for over, I think, this year should make it maybe probably 5 years.
Okay.
Also.
Okay. Look at it this way. She traveled abroad, so obviously she and her boyfriend can't be together.
Exactly.
So they didn't break up. She just moved on to another guy there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on.
And this guy, this her boyfriend, cherished her like the whole world, like everything. Was always asking me, "How is your friend? How is this?" And I'm like, "You have
please, a number. Please. Is my friend you are following? Don't enter my DM and be asking me questions.
You have a number.
Bro. Why are you calling me and asking me how's my friend? Man, you have a number. Call her. There was this one guy that was always bugging me. What of your friend?
I cannot call her now. Yes,
okay. Okay, it's not you that
can call. Finish it.
Okay,
two seconds.
Okay, he can't call her, so you cannot call her. Is it that I have airtime to waste?
Just use my data.
Okay, he cannot use his own data.
That's what I feel.
Oh God, relationship is not.
All
y'all that had boyfriends in secondary school. As for me, I cannot relate.
I did not have a boyfriend in secondary school.
Please, my dear, you shared.
I had when I came out.
You shared secrets.
And now it's not boy like boy secrets.
This guy's lying.
Hey Jesus.
Period.
How do you know I'm lying?
Because
did you know me then? You just knew me how many minutes ago.
I know you now, and I know that you are lying. I know you, and I know you are lying.
Oh, Jesus.
No, for real, I didn't have boyfriend drama when I was in secondary school. Till now, when I think about the secondary school days, I'm like, I didn't fancy any boy. No boy fancied me. Please, oh, everybody should just be. Yeah, just be on their own. So actually, when I got older, like when I was done with my work, I go back to my secondary school, and then I see my teachers giving me eye because.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because first I'm a big girl and I have badass attitude, and you don't see me like having relationships with my peers. Like, what the fuck? You get me? Like, listen. Somebody that's listening to me now, who knows? I don't mean to sound anyhow, but who knows? Like, bro, I'm just saying. Like, secondary school, I didn't have boy drama. From I'm like, where are those friends I had at secondary school? I don't think I miss anybody in particular. Even when I said, I'm like, oh yeah, let me reminisce about my secondary school days. I don't remember anything. I don't remember absolutely nothing. Yes, secondary school was not easy for me. That was why I decided that I was going to come to the university and make bad time with it, like enjoy myself to the fullest. And then I got into the hands of friends again. Dear, I experienced the major heart wreck. But with God, I'm peeling through. You get me? So, yeah, that's why. It just came to my mind, and I was like, okay, let me do a podcast a show about friendship. I just wanted to understand, because I actually value friendship, you get me? I'm a very sweet person, so if you're friends with me, people tend to, at least you have one or two nice things to say about me. I know, say everybody they get down for their body, but aside the natural flaws, I'm I think I'm an okay person. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So then when I see people act some kind of way towards me, and I'm like, I thought we're friends. The things I can't do for you, you can't do that for me. Or rather, you're not willing to put in as much effort as I'm doing for you into the relationship. To me, when I think about friendship, I think loyalty. Even when we are not speaking, guy, be loyal to me. Like, let our secrets, like this girl I just met some minutes ago, she refused to spill the secrets of our best friend for about 3 years now, guy. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's loyalty. The first thing that comes to me is loyalty. The next thing is commitment. If you understand that being friends with someone means that person is responsible for you. Like when I said, my best friend can tell me, oh yeah, I forgot. I traveled abroad and I came back. I forgot to tell you. How would you forget to tell your mom you're traveling abroad? How would you forget to tell your sister? I just believe it's about commitment. I don't sleep out in my house in school unless my roommate is away. And if she's away and she tells me, Bernice, you cannot go, my dear, I will not go. Because whether I like it or not, like, I owe it to her. Do you get me? She's responsible for me at that point. My parents are not there with me. My sisters are not there with me. My mom, my dad, my aunt, nobody's there. She's just the only one left in school with me there. So when something happens, they'll be like, yeah, where's her roommate? Where's her roommate? Where's her roommate? Do you understand what I'm saying? So when I be like, babe, I want to sleep out. And she's like, why? No, okay, come back home. Immediately, I come back home. No arguments, no nothing, because what if God was using her to save my life? I don't even know. Exactly. Do you get me? So I just, if people, to me, friendship, two words, loyalty and commitment. These two things. If people don't have that in friendship, then bruv, what exactly are we doing? Loyalty and commitment. If you're committed to our relationship, you should be able to defend me in public. That's before you settle, like, going into a proper relationship with a boy, think about your relationship with your fellow female, with your fellow woman. Do you get me? How do you relate to your fellow woman? Do you understand? And before you go looking for a relationship with a different gender entirely, you can't probably understand yourself, and then you are moving forward to another person, and then you are going completely to another gender. That's why sometimes I be like, those girls that are into girls are like, maybe they've gotten some parts down. They've gotten the ability to understand another female.
Yeah, they have.
Do you get me? Because they have to be able to work with another female on a different, on a totally different level. So I'm
not saying they have, because I'm this. So I'm just like,
by yourself, you put yourself on the spotlight. You put yourself.
No.